This is the Bulls Report with Derek Sharp.
Both the women's golf and softball teams saw their season come to an end on Wednesday, with women's golf at the NCAA tournament in North Carolina and softball in the conference tourney in Wichita State. It was likely for the golf team, which came into the day 18 shots out of fifth place, the top five teams in Bermuda Run, North Carolina, were to advance to the final round of the NCAA tournament. The Bulls did, on a very positive note, move one spot from ninth to eighth, jumping UCF by one shot. The Bulls were six over par, led by Melanie Green, who birdied three of her final five holes, including the last two, to give her a three under par 69 score and jump her into the top 15 for the tournament at four under. She did not advance to the NCAA as an individual player. That lone spot went to Bailey Davis of Tennessee, because the Volunteers, who entered the day in fifth place, shot a seven over and were jumped by Oregon State. In fact, a lot of teams were jumped. Of note, the host, Wake Forest, which was rolling at 18 under par through two rounds, shot an even par to finish in third behind Ole Miss, which shot nine under for a 21 under total, and Texas, which shot eight under to finish one shot back. Those three teams were well ahead of the field and will all advance, along with Mississippi State and Oregon State. Again, the Bulls finished 20 over par, along with Green's fine finish and round. Another standout round turned in by Alyssa Montgomery, a one under par to shoot her into the top 25, two over for the regional. Alize Vidal had her best score at two over. Bulls had a fantastic season, were ranked in the top 50 throughout much of it, entered as the sixth seed in the regional, and again, congratulations for a great year. The men's team begins on Monday in San Diego. Look for full interviews with head coach Steve Bradley and three of his individuals on our podcast page. Wherever you subscribe to podcasts, just type South Florida Bulls Radio Network. Softball came in as the eighth seed out of 10 teams in Wichita and had every chance to knock off number five seed Tulsa, but was 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position, stranded eight runners compared to just two for Tulsa, and despite out-hitting the Golden Hurricane 5-3, lost it 2-1. Two key innings where the Bulls could not score one was in the second inning, second and third one out, after a failed go-ahead bunt attempt with two outs. A wild pitch by Tulsa looked like it would certainly score the lead run for the Bulls, but the catcher was able to sneak it to the pitcher, who made the tag. Then really the hurtful inning was the top of the fourth, when the bases were loaded with nobody out. A couple of singles from Alex Wilkes and Marissa Tribalpiece, and then Alana Rivera was hit by a pitch. But a ground ball to second out at home and two three-pitch strikeouts kept it scoreless. And then at a time in the game where they had no hits, a walk and a bunt set up the first hit and the lead for Tulsa on an RBI double in the fourth. And even though the Bulls answered with Alexa Galligani's own RBI double to make it 1-1 in the top of the fifth, again, a two-out double for Tulsa in the bottom half, and that's how it stayed. Bulls had their top three hitters in the lineup to start off the seventh, but they went down in order. Peyton Dixon pitched a fantastic game, only gave up those three hits, and ends her season 17-9 with an ERA below two. She was a second-team all-conference pitcher. The Bulls end up at 32-22. There is an NIT equivalent for softball, but it doesn't appear that the Bulls will be headed to it, as their social media post thanked Bulls Nation and says, "We will see you next season." So that indeed is, it would appear, the end of the season. Still going baseball, they'll be at UTSA this weekend and at home against UAB, probably needing to win three of those games to assure that their season continues in the conference tournament. We're replaying the Tuesday night action against the Florida Gators, and we'll do so until Thursday afternoon, when we give you some classic 2007 football. Note, no Bulls beat until next Monday, as I'll be headed out of town for a vacation and hope to be back on the microphone. We know we will be for Bulls beat, but we hope to be back for conference tournament baseball. The only other squad still going after Wednesday is track and field, which will also be in San Antonio this weekend, competing for a conference championship at the AAC outdoor meet. Again, both softball and women's golf see their seasons end on Wednesday. With this Bulls report, I'm Derek Sharp.